We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Dr. Jones' message is one in a series entitled Word of Truth.
Thank you very much. You know, my friends, we are living in a day that's very peculiar. It's a very strange day. Everybody has an opinion about something, and we are magnifying man's opinion instead of magnifying the Word of God. When you boil this thing down, the issue we are facing today is the issue of the Bible. Is the Bible God's Word, or isn't it God's Word? That's the issue. Is this a God's book or man's book? Now, somebody said, well, I thought Jesus was the issue. Well, yes, he is. But you know, the Jesus of the Bible is not the Jesus of man, see? You know, man makes his own God, and men make gods like themselves. Now, in our modern world, men have taken Jesus Christ and trimming him down to their level. They make him into a god to suit themselves. They go off to school and study and say, you don't have to believe in the virgin birth. You don't have to believe this. You don't have to believe that. Now, you think this thing through and go and look into this situation now and study it out. He comes out and says, you don't have to believe in the virgin birth. In other words, you don't have to believe in Jesus Christ. He's just like us. We weren't born of a virgin. Neither was he. All right? Now, they say he has a spark of divinity. We have a spark of divinity. So, man's creating his own God all the time, see? That's human nature. Men make their own gods, see? All right, but they don't make the God of the universe. The God of the universe made man. Man didn't make him, see? All right. Now, how can we know the God of the universe? There's only one way we can know. He'd have to tell us about himself. I can't know him any other way. I might guess about it. I might say he's a great God, and whoever's running this thing sure is a wonderful person. But I wouldn't know about what kind of a God he is if he didn't tell me. Now listen just a minute. There is no such thing as spiritual apprehension without the light of the Word of God. Now the Bible says here in this 119th Psalm, the entrance of thy word giveth light. Now the proclamation of the Word of God is a need of our day. Men of today are not preaching the Word to any great extent. Some of us preach some of it. But the preaching of the Word of God, as Paul told Timothy to do, is not being done to any great extent. Men discussing a program, how to put this over, how to do that, how to do the other, see. Now, Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season. Told him to rebuke, reprove, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now, there's no such thing as spiritual life without spiritual light. And the Bible, when it enters in to the darkness, dispels the darkness. That's a wonderful, wonderful statement. Now, notice the words carefully. The entrance of thy word giveth light. You can go into a room and press a button, you light up the room. All right? The light comes on. Now, you can take the Word of God and turn it on your life. And if there's anything in your life that's wrong, you'll find it. You'll say, this is not right. A man said to me not long ago, he said, well, now here's something I'm doing that I don't know whether it's right or wrong. He said, can you tell me anything in the Bible that'll show this is wrong? I said, now you're doing that thing now, and you don't know whether it's right or wrong. Yes, that's right. But you're going on doing it. Well, I said, God told you what to do about a thing like that. God said, if you do something and wonder whether you should do it and have a doubt about it, you are condemned for doing it. That's the light of God's Word. That's a light turned on. Here I am now, I sit down as a Christian, and I don't know whether I should do something or whether I shouldn't do something. I'm not sure. Then I should give God the benefit of the doubt. I shouldn't give it to man. I'm not surrendered to God unless I give God the benefit of the doubt. Now, if I'm a child subject to my mother, and I wonder if something would please my mother, and I go on and do it, well, I don't love her like I ought to love her. If I love her like I ought to love her, and I'm not sure, I go find out whether it pleases her or not. Didn't please, I wouldn't do it. A man will not deliberately displease his wife if he's the right kind of husband. A woman will not deliberately displease her husband if he's the right kind of woman, right kind of wife. Now, you give God the benefit of the doubt. There is not a problem in your life but what you can find a solution of that problem in the Bible. Now, the trouble with the world, it went back on God's Word. That was the beginning of the darkness that first settled on this earth. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And God spoke to them and told them what to do, see. And after a while, they began to reason about whether they should do what God said. The devil came along. He's the author of all lies. He's a liar from the beginning. And he came in and told them they could be like God themselves, which they couldn't. No man can be like God. Now, when Jesus comes and we see him, we become like him in the light of his presence. We'll be like him, not in the sense that we'll be God, but we'll be like him when we see him. We're not going to be like him when we trim him down to our level. We'll be like him when he pulls us up to his level when he comes again. And every eye shall see him. We look at him, born again, saved people, all Christians. They'll behold him and they'll become like him. Now, it's strange how men are going on through this world, living in darkness. You don't have any problems if you just turn the light of God on. The Bible's the light of God's Word. And today, what does the Bible say? It said men prefer darkness rather than light. They don't want the light. It isn't anything wrong with the Bible. The trouble is with man that doesn't want the light on, see? He doesn't want the light. And that's what's the matter with man. That's what's the matter with the world today. They don't want the light. They prefer the darkness of their own thinking, the darkness of their own reasoning. They prefer the darkness of their philosophy, of the darkness of their ethics. They don't want the light. They want to be comfortable in doing what they want to do, see? And that's all the matter with people. If we get back to the Bible that tells us about man, what kind of man he is, tells us all about him, and tells us he can't do anything for himself except to trust Jesus, if we just get back to the Bible, listen to the Bible, we wouldn't have any problems. There are no problems in the Bible on moral issues. The moral issues are clear. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, God says. Thou shalt, God says. Let your light shine, God says. Ye are my witnesses, God says. There's no problem in the Bible. Now, there are things in the Bible that are deep, and I may not be able to dive deep enough to get down there. Like a little child may not be able to understand some words his mother might use. She might have to make it simple so a little child could understand. She said, I don't do that. No, 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 no. Don't do that, you see. She couldn't go around and sit down with a little child and give a great, long, philosophical reason. Well, most Christians are little baby Christians. They've never grown. They're just little babies, you know. But God has simplicity for a little baby. He tells the little baby what not to do. He says, give the baby milk. Give the baby milk, not meat, not meat. Yes, not the meat of the Word, but the milk of the Word. Now, the trouble with most of us, we've never learned to eat meat. You have to learn to take milk before you can take meat, see? Some of us have never even learned to take the milk of the Word. The milk of the Word is that which has to do with the simplest things. Yes, what are they? Well, we are sinners. Yes, that's right. We're all sinners. Everybody's sin. That's right. All right? We're lost. Yes, that's right. We can't save ourselves. That's right. That's right. What are we going to do? Well, I trust Jesus to save me. Well, then what must I do? I trust him. Yes, he saved me. Yes, I couldn't buy salvation. I couldn't earn it. I couldn't pay for it. I accept it by faith. I'm a child of God now. Isn't that wonderful? But I'm a little child. I'm not mature. I don't know much. I don't know very much. Well, what must I do? Read the Bible. Read the Word of God. All right? It'll teach you what to do. It'll teach you to pray. It'll teach you to confess Jesus before men, see? Now, all of the things in the Bible, you have to apply them, rightly divide the word of truth. What goes to a baby, see? And you never get too far away from milk. You never give up the milk. You take that right along with your meat, too, see? In fact, you can't take meat unless you know how to take milk at the same time. You can never eat the meat of the Word of God until you drink the milk of the Word of God. You'll never get the deep things of God till you get the simple things of God, the plain things. Now, what does it say? The entrance of thy word giveth light. Now, if you'll turn the word of God on your home, press the button now. Go reading in your home. You'll find what's the matter with your home. All right? If you take that Bible down and trust Jesus Christ and just go to reading the word of God about your own life, you'll soon find out what's the matter with you. You read it with a humble heart. It's a wonderful verse here. The entrance of thy word giveth light. Plain, isn't it? It giveth understanding unto the simple. Most of us are simple. Oh, you know, that means we don't come with a lot of eyes already in our head. That's the way a lot of people do, you know. You know, people come to Bob Jones University, young people, some place all over the country, all a lot of ideas in their head, you know. And the head doesn't have any room for many ideas, some of them, you know. They come here with ideas in their head. Now, it's all right to have principles in your heart. Did you know principles in your heart are much better than ideas in your head? By the way, I never said that before. That's a pretty good saying, isn't it? Might put that down and make a note of it. Principles in your heart are more important than ideas in your head. Because principles belong to God. See, right kind of principle. Ideas belong to man, your ideas, you see. Now, it's all right to get ideas in your head if they're the right kind of ideas. If they're ideas in line with the Word of God. The entrance of thy word giveth light. And what does it do? Oh, this is wonderful. And it giveth understanding unto the simple. You don't know what to do? Do you know something? The sweetest, loveliest people I know in the world are not educated people sometimes. I mean, they're not scholars. They can read a little. They know the Bible. And some people have the best understanding of Bob Jones University and what was founded on, what we're doing now today in the world. They're not PhDs sometimes, because sometimes PhDs think they're mighty smart, you know. They're very wonderful. And they don't want to be classified with the simple, you see. They come to God's Word with their mind already made up that I know all about it, you know, and I'm intelligent man. That old stuff belongs to the dark ages, you know, and when they act a fool, you know. God can't teach a fellow to act a fool like that. Nicodemus went around to see Jesus one night and said, we know you're a teacher. A teacher come from God. Nicodemus said, look over the situation. He said, he's not like anybody else. But Nicodemus didn't know it all, you know. He concluded, it was his opinion that he was giving, that Jesus Christ was a teacher who came from God. Jesus said, why, Nicodemus, you don't need a teacher. You couldn't understand. What? A teacher in Israel? You're a teacher in Israel. Yeah, but you don't understand. You come with preconceived notions. That I came from God, but that's not all. I am God. Oh, yes, I can give you life. You have to be born again, see? And that was clear and definite. The entrance of thy word giveth light. Now, the curse of this day is that we don't turn on the light. We sell Bibles, we scatter Bibles, and men come to the Bible, but they don't get the light. Because they come there with their eyes blinded by sin and the glamour of the world, and they don't see it. And they don't let the Word enter them that give them light. The entrance of thy Word giveth light. And God teaches the simple, the man that wants to know, the humble-hearted man can know. All right, now make a note of that verse and keep reading it. It's the 130th verse of the 119th Psalm, that long Psalm, 130th verse. Read it and keep reading it. Let it seep through, will you? Let it get into your heart and get light up things for you. How about trying it? Our Heavenly Father, help us to magnify thy word and turn it on and into all the dark places of our lives and all the dark places in the churches and all the dark places in the schools. Help us to turn on the light of thy word so men may see and understand. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to The Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., a man who went to his heavenly home after more than 70 years of influencing thousands with his compassion for souls and the Word of God. If you can't remember telephone numbers, grab a pencil and jot this one down. It's 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. When you call, tell us why you want to attend Bob Jones University, and we'll send you your own personal opportunity profile. Did you get the number? It's 1-800-BJ-AND-ME.